Noor told VOA from Paris, France, the agreement reached by Sudan's transitional government and the Sudan Revolutionary Front will not achieve peace in Sudan.
It's the business as usual. It is the same Abuja agreement. It's the same agreement of the two regions. It's the same agreement of Doha. It's the same agreement of since Bashir became in power till today. It is 47 agreements, none of them implement because it's not addressing the root cause of the problem.
Noor says Sudan's conflicts resulted from the monopoly of power by certain elites in Khartoum and the marginalization of peoples from other areas based on their ethnicity and religion. He says any genuine peace must establish a secular state in Sudan where all citizens are created equal.
For us, the root cause is the equal citizenship right in the country. Second, to address why people became rebels. Because there is no equal citizenship right, there is no equal distribution in wealth, there is no equal development in the country, there is no equal between black and Arab and Muslim and Christian.
Noor says even though his group rejects the deal signed in Juba, unilateral ceasefires the SLM and the Sudan government have signed allow him to return to the country to work for peace inside Sudan. The South Kordofan and Blue Nile-based Sudan People's Liberation Movement and Army North, or SPLM-A North, also refused to sign the agreement made in Juba. Its spokesperson, Kuku Jagdol, tells South Sudan in Focus his group wants to see a deal that addresses national issues which affect the whole of Sudan.
Our agenda is clear that we told the government we have to discuss the root causes of the problems of Sudan, not the two areas. Because since the beginning, SPLA never admitted that it was negotiating on behalf of two areas. So we are talking about the problems of all the country.
The SPLM North, led by Abdulaziz Al-Hilu, started peace talks with Sudan's transitional government, but later on refused to negotiate with the government's chief negotiator, General Mohamed Hamdan Doglo, often referred to as Hemeti. His group says Doglo committed crimes against civilians in several parts of Sudan for years under the rule of ousted President Omar al-Bashir. Human Rights Watch has also accused Doglo, who serves as deputy chairman of Sudan's Sovereign Council, of human rights abuses in Darfur, South Kordofan, and Blue Nile states. Jagdol says, once the government replaces the head of its negotiating team, his group is ready to continue negotiating based on a declaration of principles the two parties agreed to before the peace talks began.
The relationship between the state and religion, that includes secularism, separation of religion from the state, identity issues, land issues, system of governance, establishing a unified national army. These are part of the points on the Declaration of Principles.
The United States, the United Kingdom, and Norway, often called the Troika, released a statement Monday welcoming the deal and urging the SPLA North Abdulaziz Al-Hilu and the Sudan Liberation Movement Abdul Wahid Noor factions to build on the agreement and to engage in serious negotiations with the government of Sudan to achieve comprehensive peace. The spokesperson of the UN Secretary General, Stéphane Dujarric, also released a statement this week that the Secretary General calls on the Sudan People's Liberation Movement North, Abdulaziz Al-Hilu, and the Sudan Liberation Movement, Abdul Wahid Noor, to join the peace process. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.